Nicole, I understand the first contingent of French peacekeepers arrived in Bunia today. Can you tell us what happened and what the local reaction was?
Well, you're right. The first two planes of French logistic teams arrived today around 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. By about 10, they'd made it to the Monarch headquarters, the headquarters of the UN mission here. Before last month, they had just a few military observers here, and now they've got a full-scale mission. And they were greeted there by a large crowd of Congolese who cheered, "Bunia is free, Bunia is free."
Now, this is the first contingent of planning and logistical troops. How many troops from how many countries are expected overall, and what are they expected to do when they get there?
There will be about 1,400 troops in the international coalition here. About 800 of those will be French, and it's unclear exactly who will make up the rest of those, but we do hear that the United Kingdom has agreed to send some, as has South Africa and a few other nations.
Now, the UN has been criticized because the small mission that they've had there has not been able to stop the horrible violence that we've seen in the last several weeks. Will this force be strong enough to do that?
Well, it's unclear at this point. One of the problems is that the mandate given to the new troops by the United Nations Security Council only really gives them authority to work within the city confines of Bunia. And a lot of what's happening is happening right now outside of the city. So while the French commander today said that they think they have enough troops in the current situation to deal with Bunia, they don't think that they have enough to deal with the surrounding areas. The UPC, which is the group that controls Bunia right now, they've moved most of their troops to positions outside of the city along the main roads coming into the city. And there's concern that they will use this to cut off access to the city, and particularly to cut off returnee from the other ethnic group, the Lendu ethnic group, who were kicked out of the city last month.
What are the latest reports about the situation? Up to a couple of days ago, we were hearing about just awful scenes of massacres, a hacking off of body parts, and indiscriminate killings of one group by another. What's going on now?
Well, the situation within the city of Bunia has stabilized. We're not getting a lot of new reports of casualties, but in the hospitals, there are still quite a few people who are recovering from gunshot wounds and machete wounds from the violence a month ago. And we don't know really what's going on outside of the city. It's a big concern. The UN doesn't have any observers there. There's not any reliable information. There aren't even any refugees that are coming in that can tell us what's happening. So there is a lot of concern that atrocities may be continuing outside of the city.
You mentioned that people were chanting "Bunia is free" as the initial French soldiers arrived. What is the local expectation? Do people expect the United Nations perhaps to be able to do more with this force than it seems it'll be able to do?
I think that there is a sense that the French and the Monarch troops here are impartial, that they are outside of the current ethnic conflicts between the different militias here. But I do think that there is a bit of wariness because the Monarch troops didn't do anything when hundreds of people were massacred last month. And while people would like to see and like to believe that this means that peace will come here, there are a lot of people who are not certain that the French troops will do any more than the troops that were already here last month.
All right, thank you very much. That's Nicola Tano reporting from the northeastern Congo town of Bunia, and I'm Al Pessin, VOA News in London.